The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hashem's unlimited chesed on us. Yeah, shalom. So we started yesterday talking about the seventh condition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, which makes him totally reliable. A condition that the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not because we deserve them, not because Hashem has a need for them, but it's from His goodness and His midas hachesed that He gives it to us. The Rebbe said that at the end of Birchas Moedim. He said, "Toiv kilo yifmolu rachamecho amerachim kilo yisamu chasadecho." Toiv, the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all stem from rachamecho, from His rachmim on us. Not because He has a need for it. Very often people do all kind of nice things to other people, but it's only because the one who's doing it has some benefit. No, it's all from His rachmim. And His rachmim is not just because He feels bad for us. It all stems from His midas hachesed, which basically means that it is unconditional. Because He has benefit, if He doesn't have the benefit, we can lose it. If it's because He has rachmim and decides that, you know, I have rachmim on these people, they don't deserve it. Stuff that is coming from chesed. Chesed is an ongoing desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances to be mitzvahed and mevias. I want to stress the point today that many, we all at times make a mistake about this. We do not focus enough on all the chasadim we receive from Hashem. And when things don't go our way, we do focus on all the things that are not going our way. And this type of mind frame, the person has tainus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can he do this, how can he do that? And it's coming from a major mistake. The only reason why we start having this, how could Hashem do this, is because we start with assumption that we best deserve everything we want and we ask for. If you deserve it, don't get everything you want, then you question, why am I not getting it? But that is a tremendous mistake, because we don't deserve anything. Hashem didn't have to create us, and once He created us, He doesn't have to sustain us. And as He gave us Torah mitzvahs, and we're not keeping everything exactly the way He wants, for sure, we don't have any schus kiyum, we don't have schus to be around. But everything, the fact that we're alive enough to be able to complain, that itself is a chesed from Hashem. And it says, "Ma'is oinen odem chai geval chatov." A person who's alive, how could he complain? He has a gift of life. And geval chatov, how could he complain when he's lacking in his avodas Hashem? So the Maisa, this is something for us to think about. Are we really relating to life in its true nature? Are we starting from Magili, everything I deserve?
Kol HaLashon.
And I'm not getting what I deserve, or the other way around. I don't deserve anything, I'm getting so much. There's a Gemara that says that Iyun Tfila causes cave leaf. The type of Iyun Tfila the Gemara is talking about is when a person davens very hard for something, and he thinks that he deserves it because he davened for it, that causes him not to get it. Causes the same thing. What do I think I am? Because I'm davening well, Hashem has to give something to me. Hashem doesn't have to give anything to me. The fact that Hashem is willing to listen to me is the biggest chesed in the world. If Hashem will decide to give it to me or not, that's his business. Kavavan, if I daven out of a feeling of dveikus and closeness to Hashem, that's a big schus. But if I'm daven to get things from Hashem and expecting to get them from Hashem, so I'm basically revealing to myself that I'm not really davening for out of my desire for closeness to Hashem. I'm just dying out of my closeness to myself, and I want to use Hashem to get my things. That, adarabah, causes me not to get them. It does not mean that when you need something, you shouldn't be misbaal to Hashem b'chol alev avada. But while we're doing that, we should think that how fortunate I am that I can have a Kodesh Baruch Hu to speak to and to share my feelings with him, share my needs with him. That's the exulting, exciting part of the tefillah, that I'm able to be misbaal. That is the thing that should give us the full feeling of being happy with what we have, contention. I'm content with the fact that I could daven to Hashem. Who could daven to Hashem like Klal Yisrael? It's something unique to Klal Yisrael. Other nations, they could pray, but not what we do. Not that intimate, close relationship and feel and speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once again, we could pour out Hashem. Pour out your heart. Pour out your heart. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just use HaKadosh Baruch Hu for yourself. So, this is, I had a friend who said once that when people ask, how could Hashem have done this and have done that, different stories, the Holocaust, how could Hashem do such a thing? And he said, look, I'm not coming to answer that question, but I always wonder why people don't ask the other way around. Doesn't make sense. How could Hashem give us so much the way we're behaving? It's an equally bothersome question. If the question A is a question, then B should also be a question. And if B is not a question, then A is not a question either. And then that's the bottom of everything. We don't, on the surface, understand everything, but we believe both points. The fact that I have good is because Hashem has so much rachmanis and care for me, even when I don't deserve it. And rachmanis is on the other way around. When things don't go well, it's a call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for me to be mischazik. He's never getting angry and upset with us. He's certain hanogas to waking us. So this is a thing to everyone to sit back, think a little bit about the unlimited chasodim, unending chasodim, unconditional chasodim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm receiving, and with that feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a strong desire to strengthen the relationship, have the peace of mind that I'm always in the good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe the last thing we could ask is, and this will give me that ability also to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be that way to the people around me, to try to also always look at how to benefit and look for the good of people, whether they know about it, they don't know about it, whether they recognize it, they don't recognize it. So always ask the Chas Hashem.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.